something for the weekend. Good morning, this is Trina Mara and I'm delighted to have Ivan King, who is the general manager of Luttrellstown Castle, on the line. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. I'm very well, thank you.
It's been a weird old time for anybody in hospitality, including yourself, and I know earlier on this week the golf course opened, so you were officially back for that. Was that a busy day, or how did it pan out for you?
Yeah, it was busy. Obviously, it's members only, so I think not all of our membership have played because not everybody lives within the 5 kilometres vicinity. But yeah, busy. I suppose with the clubhouse and everything else being closed, really it's just people coming and playing their golf and heading off. So while there's still a lot of people playing golf, it still seems quite quiet around the place.
I'd say, and it must be such a relief for people who can get to do that, because it is something that people would miss so much. So just even being able to get out there for an hour and do that, it's magic.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it's been, 10 weeks now, and, you know, for everybody's well-being. And golf is an important game, important sport to a lot of people, and it's a great way to get out and, you know, release your energy and stress and any sort of anxiety, or just to get out and walk, a bit of exercise, and to be able to socialise with people, you know, by just speaking to them, meeting 2 metres away for 4 hours around the course. I think it's a great great thing for people to have, and we're all delighted that it's back.
Well, leaving golf aside, wedding season, it's really kind of changed a lot of plans for a lot of couples who are planning on getting married this year, had their weddings booked, and no doubt weddings are a huge part of your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The weddings are a very important part of our business. I mean, it's not the only business we have, but it's certainly a very important piece of business that we have here. And I suppose we're all at the moment who are a little bit in limbo, knowing what's going to happen over the next couple of months. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people still waiting on answers.
So a bit of clarity, that's what we're looking for at the moment. For couples who are, we're meant to get married, how and when do you think weddings will be able to proceed?
Well, obviously the government have announced that on July 20th, small weddings can happen, and August 10th, large weddings with restrictions can happen. Now, we don't have clarity on that yet. It's been, you know, nearly a month. So really urgently, we need to know what we can work with. And until we know what the guidelines are in that respect, it's really hard to say. But, you know, depending on every venue is different, every hotel is different. So depending on the space, the 2 meter distance rule, how do we make that happen? Will people still want to get married? You know, some people have been planning for their wedding for 2 years at a certain venue, such as Luttrellstown, for example, and it's a dream venue and they want to very much have everything they dreamed of. And will they be happy now to go ahead and hold a wedding where they can only have 40 people instead of 150? Or will they be happy to, you know, only have 4 people at a table instead of 10? And so on. And so maybe perhaps people will think, you know what, I'll be better off waiting until 2021 to have my dream venue that I planned.
The big issue there, of course, Ivan, I'm married 2 years now as well, so I'm well used to this whole wedding planning thing. And the big issue, I suppose, there is whether dates are going to be available if everybody's looking for the dates in 2021 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have a wedding booked on, I don't know, the June bank holiday in 2020 and you want the June bank holiday in 2021 and it's not available, I think everybody just has to be flexible. You know, the venue are trying to be flexible for people. I think the couple have to be flexible if possible. And if they want to go ahead with the same wedding that they had planned in 2020 for 2021, that they're going to have to try and be flexible and find a date that suits. But generally, everybody's trying to work together on this and to try and make it work. So again, I think people are just waiting to hear what they can have before making any further steps.
What would you say is a small wedding then, if people were to go ahead and have a small one? What kind of numbers are we talking?
Yeah, it's a pretty good question. I think, you know, for us, we would consider a wedding that would be small, like 100 people would be a small wedding to us. But then you can get into saying, well, what's a really intimate wedding? Is it 60 people? Is it 50? I don't know. I would say 100 people is a relatively small wedding. We can do weddings in marquees outside for 500 people. So it really depends on what level of business you're in and what kind of property you have. Yeah. So everybody's different in that respect. But what I would say is, again, you know, if you're willing to settle for a small wedding, you still want all your closest family and friends there. And as most people will tell you, by the time you start getting all those names on paper, it would still be about 60 people. So it's hard to define. Once we have more clarity on that, we'll all know what the government's definition is of of a small wedding and a large wedding.
You have to be ruthless as well in a normal circumstance when it comes to your wedding guest list, because you end up knocking people off. So I can only imagine what it must be like for couples now trying to decide whether to go ahead with something a bit smaller. Whether have you had a lot of brides calling you up in tears?
I wouldn't say, you know, they haven't been in tears, but they are trying to really find a solution and find something that will make it work. Some people just want to get married this year regardless, and they have specific reasons for that. You know, some people are trying to start families. Some people have different commitments in life, and they really want to try and get married this year. And, you know, unfortunately, until we get more guidance and more clarity from the government, we can't really give them a certain date yet or a certain number that we can all work with.
Yeah.
So, yes, people are very anxious, and, you know, and rightly so. Like I said, people have planned this for a long time, and, you know, this is a very important day. This is a, you know, in most cases, this is a once in a lifetime day for them, and it's a very, very important day. So, you know, they don't want to just take a chance, or they don't want to just pick any date and any number. You know, they want to go with what they had planned. We're trying to work with them on that. People have been very, very understanding. And I think we have been as well with them. So we're all working together on this.
I don't even know how that would work, social distancing at a wedding, because really a wedding is all about getting together and having a dance and all those kind of things. So it'd be very difficult for anybody who doesn't know what to do. Say they had their wedding booked in and they haven't a clue what's going to happen next. What would you advise them to do?
I would advise any couples that are waiting to get married, if they can, just wait for more information, because we are going to get it. It is going to come out, and we will get clarity at some point. And I think, you know, if you have decided, for example, if you had 150 people wedding booked in July, but now when the government guidelines come out and they say you can only have 50, if you can wait, and if you really want to have that wedding that you planned, a special amount of people that you were going to have, that's very, look, every wedding is intimate. And I think regardless how many people you have, they're there for a reason, and they're there because you want them there. So I think if you can, you push it to 2021 or a date that will be allowed to have those type of numbers, and you wait until that can happen. If you can't wait and you're willing to downsize your wedding essentially and the amount of people that can come, then great. Try work with your venue. If you pick the venue, try stick with us. Again, although the couples have put in an awful lot of planning, so have the staff and the events team, for example, at the venues and hotels.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing. Just think they're so amazing, the wedding staff.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail that goes into wedding. Again, it's a very, very special day, or couple of days, whatever the case may be. And a lot of work goes into it, from every detail, really every detail. And it's a dream day for people, and everybody wants it to go right, including the venue. So I just think people just need to hold on tight and wait and see what's going to be announced. And like I said, if they can wait until a date that's more suitable to hold their numbers, then I would certainly wait and have it, because there's no point in rushing into something if you don't have to.
Yeah, I would totally agree. You want it to be right. And I think it doesn't really matter what date it happens on, really. Ivan, you're very good to take our call today. There's Ivan King, General Manager of Luttrell's Town Castle. Is that where the Beckhams got married?
It is indeed, yeah. 21 years ago this summer.
It's not. 21 years ago. Holy moly. Yeah, yeah. I remember all the camera crews hanging around. You're
exactly,
very good.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Ivan. And hopefully we'll have you on again when we get some more clarity down the line, and you can tell, couples who are planning their wedding what to do next. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.